come Debo.
Who?
Debo.
Took my idea.
X marks the spot. Spotify.
X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down, and here's Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please, follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. Here comes the
champions.
Welcome, good smart brothers and smart sisters, to yet another episode of X Marks the Spot. I'm your host, X the Homie, and no, your ears do not deceive you. Yes, I'm doing this in autotune. Why? Because who the fuck else is doing this shit in autotune? Like, what other wrestling podcast you know will do an entire episode using autotune? Who? Shit, nobody, that's who, and if it is, like, fuck it, I'll wait, because ain't nobody else crazy enough, dumb enough to do no shit like that, but you know me, I like to be a little different, so this is how we rocking. So, this is my first episode, in like a week or two. You know, the last few episodes I did, I did Fuckboy Fall, I did an All Hail the Chief type deal, and then last week, the last one I did was the I Ain't Forget, Undertaker edition, and I had a lot of fun with that shit. Y'all liked it, cool, but you know, I said, you know, I ain't did nothing current on what's been going on in professional wrestling lately, so I had to go ahead and, you know, fucking, like, do that shit, you know, but, you know, I ain't want to do it all boring style, so I was like, shit, might as well do it a little bit different. So what the fuck been going on since I just, like, you know, what's been going on these last few months in wrestling? Like, I see Cody Rhodes got his name back. That's some good shit, you know. Like, that's some weird ass shit. Some weird ass shit to have a motherfucker just trying to get his damn name back. You know, even though that ain't like his real last name, but you know, fucking Mr. Rhodes, like, Dustin can use that shit. Might as well let Cody use that shit too. So with that, you know, they're getting a lot of celebrities involved. You know, like last year they had Mike Tyson involved and all that shit. And this year they having like Shaq. I'm guessing Shaq gonna come in and do a little angle with Cody. And, you know, from what I seen, you know, the young lady came out, thinking named Jade Cargill, I believe. Wrestler down there in Georgia, probably from the Nightmare Factory or something. But I definitely done seen her because she fine as a motherfucker. Finding a motherfucker, yeah. Yeah, she bad. Like, she got body, like, body. But, you know, and we ain't just looking at women's bodies, you know. She's probably a good wrestler, too. So she came out, said a few words, and, you know, Brandy came out and cut a skating promo on her. Like, boy, I don't know what the, like, Brandy the switched up on their ass, like. And people were, like, talking about this shit, saying, like, you know, this shit, she code-switching and doing all this shit, because she said, heifer. Like, well, I ain't heard nobody say heifer since my grandma, R.I.P., but she came out doing that shit. You know, people had their issues with it. Like, my only thing with it is, like, man, that shit sounds scripted as hell. Like, that shit was not Brandy. Brandy, you just be you. I know you from Detroit, but you ain't from that part of Detroit. You ain't grew up with T Grizzly and Sada Baby and Bankroll Giovanni and Eastside Peasy, none of them. So shit, just like that shit wasn't it. So, and I ain't gonna bring no race, no shit into it, but you know, I thought this shit was whack. But you know, man, I mean, you ain't gotta be a fan of everything. Like, just this shit wasn't the idea was great, the delivery, just, you know, the delivery, you know. You know, I wasn't inspired, so that's that. So that's been going on. I'm not done talking about AEW, but, you know, I'm done talking about that part of it. So I'm going to talk about the NXT War Games that came on last Sunday, which was pretty cool. I caught that shit, like, I had to go back and, like, you know, rewatch it, because I don't ever, like, watch shit live no more. Shit, honestly, I didn't even know it was on for real. But what from I did see, like, from the women's War Game match, and the big takeaway was Io Shirai diving off top of the cage with a damn trash can on her head. And, man, that shit was unique. That shit was fucking crazy. And I loved it, man. If it was a fucking real crowd in there, y'all would have been like, this is awesome. I mean, y'all wouldn't have sang it like that. And if you did, it probably sound better. So, you know, auto-tune, you know, it has its good and its bad. But fuck it. But, yeah, Io Shirai, man, she did a damn thing. And then, of course, we had the triple threat match for the North American title with, who was it? Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest, and Leon Ruff. Now, Leon Ruff, man, he been having, you know, his story is fucking amazing. And, you know, like, being in the South, you know, he kind of run across these indie wrestlers, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I seen that shit, it's like, that shit was a cool-ass moment. Like, that shit was cool. Like, you know, I ain't never met the cat, but, you know, I know so many people, like, close to him, you know what I mean? So, it's like, hey, that shit was cool. You know, unfortunately, you know, he had to take an L that night, but, hey, he did his thing. Like, he got further than a lot of people would have, like, thought him, like, he would make. So, that shit was dope as hell. And then it's kind of cool how, like, what cost him the damn match was, like, the people came out, and one of them turned out to be Austin Theory. And for y'all know that history between that, you know, they started out at the same time. Like, they both came out of Atlanta at WWA 4. They some A4 guys. Ayo! Yeah, shout out to all the A4 people I know. But, yeah, they started out together, so that's a pretty cool thing. But, you know, in Austin Theory fashion, you know, he gotta have some fucking scandal that come behind them and everything he fucking do. Like, this motherfucker can't get right. Like, what the hell going on? Like, I think it's a motherfucker that just wait. Like, they whole fucking goal in life is to fucking wait till Austin Theory get popping, then come out the fucking woodworks with some scandalous type shit. They did it after WrestleMania when he was with Seth Rollins and them. And they doing this shit now. Like, these motherfuckers, like, they saying he out there sending them butt-naked ass pictures and shit. And he over there, hold on, gotta take a sip. Hey, don't be thinking I gotta take a sip because I'm over here talking about Austin Theory sending butt-naked pictures. Like, get that shit out your mind. I ain't with that sweet shit. Fuck y'all. For real. But anyway, I mean, that was kind of sus I did that shit. But anyway, no, they say he out there sending butt-naked pictures and shit to girls, and they even sent the video of him twerking in a thong. Like, I don't know what type of that. That's that Atlanta shit, I guess. Like, I don't know what the fuck be going on, but I ain't gonna say that's Atlanta. He from, like, McDonald's some shit, so I'm gonna put it on McDonald's. But I don't know what the fuck going on with you, man. But Austin Theory out here wilding the fuck out. This motherfucker, he just acting a damn fool. Well, that boy Austin Theory worse than Velveteen Dream. Hey, I ain't gonna talk about old Patrick there, but Velveteen Dream been wilding for a minute, so anyway, I done got lost in my shit. But anyway, the big match was between the last one with Undisputed Era and, like, Pat McAfee and his crew. And, you know, everybody talk about, you know, Pat McAfee, man, he been doing his thing, like, lately. Like, I ain't think he's gonna be that fucking good, because, you know, he an NFL player, but, you know, he's a fucking punter. So a lot of people don't realize just how athletic these fucking punters are. Because, you know, if you ever seen, like, a punter, like, especially, like, back in the day when I used to watch football, like, them motherfuckers would be on the sideline smoking a cigarette or going fishing into some shit until it's time for, like, a fourth down. But this motherfucker doing backflips and shit, landing on his feet and whatnot, like, hey, he a whole new breed of punter, or was. Like, man, do all punters do that shit? I have been sadly mistaken. And keeping this shit alive, when he did his show that's not affiliated with wrestling at all, this motherfucker wearing a damn neck brace. Like, how, Like, that shit was fucking great. Like, you know, K, we always say kayfabe dead, but it take a non-wrestling ass motherfucker to keep that shit alive. So y'all motherfuckers, shame to yourself. Y'all, all y'all motherfuckers out there breaking kayfabe, y'all wrestlers on them, thanking your opponents and doing all that shit, showing your little raggedy ass house on there. All y'all breaking kayfabe, shame on you. Shame on me. Not shame on me, I ain't doing that shit. But shame on all y'all motherfuckers, man, because Pat McAfee, man, the motherfucker talking everything, like CM Punk said he had the, like, the best promo in wrestling right now. Hey, Pat McAfee could talk that shit. And, you know, as far as, like, his in-ring shit, like, hey, I'm impressed because, for one, like, he actually want to, like, he want to experiment and do that shit. Like, he take the shit serious. So, shout out to Pat McAfee. You know, I ain't going to just give him all the praise for being a wrestler because, you know, he's still only doing a few things here and there. But, you know, the fact that somebody coming in from the football world or any other non-wrestling world and just taking this shit that damn serious, hey, my hat go off to you. So shout out to Pat McAfee, you doing your thing. And then we're gonna talk about what fucking took the wrestling world by storm, like last week when fucking Sting showed up on AEW. Yes, Sting. I bet that shit sound terrible, but yeah, Sting. I'm gonna stop doing shit like that. Sting showed up on AEW, fucking broke the fucking internet, had a face-off with Darby Allin, so, you know, motherfuckers gotta come in with the damn comparisons to Darby Allin and Sting and all that shit, and there ain't no comparison to that shit, man. Sting is fucking Sting. So, you know, you had the people mad, well, a lot of people was happy, like, you smart-ass tricks is fucking excited, y'all got wet, y'all, ooh, like, y'all just... got real moist when Sting came out there. And then, you know, the WWE people, you know, the detractors, you know, they got mad. You know, I'm a WWE guy, but, you know, I ain't get mad because, like, the fuck I'm going to get mad at Sting for? Like, only Sting could do some shit like that. Like, they're saying, you know, I guess Undertaker going to pop up. Man, hey, Undertaker will never pop up on no AEW, man. Sting, only the only reason Sting could do that shit is, like, Sting is the one character that's not, like, in the WWE or WWF original. Like, this motherfucker started in the damn Crockett days in the 80s, and then this version of Sting that we see now that's been going hard since, like, 97, like, on some 23 years type shit, like, that's the icon, like, that's what we fucking know. So, Sting, man, this man had a whole career in WCW, he had a whole career in TNA, like, this motherfucker was, like, fucking wrestling in TNA, like, this motherfucker had, like, a whole career there, like, he was there so long that he changed characters again, like, Sting that dude, like, Sting a motherfucker. So, only Sting could do some shit like that, and he, like, outside Undertaker, he, like, probably one of the most, like, popping-ass wrestlers, like, out there now. Like, I don't know what he can do, because, you know, Seth Rollins, you know, did the little water tied it to his damn neck and all that shit. So, you know, saying, like, he might do a little reverse DDT on the ass, so you just never know. So, hey, I'm just happy to see Sting, man. You know, ain't no loyalty in this shit, man. Everybody got to get their money somehow, man. So, it is what it is, man. And keeping the element of surprise alive, like fucking Kenny Omega went on ahead and won the championship, but turn heel, he had the Jerry Curl looking like the cleaner and all that shit. But he had fucking Don Callis ass, the fucking Jackal with him from Impact. And then they saying, like, hey, Kenny Omega gonna be on fucking Impact. So everybody and their mama got fucking hype for Impact. Like, man, I ain't never seen motherfuckers talk about Impact so much in my life. You have motherfuckers in there trying to bootleg the fucking Impact show on Tuesday. Like, hey, man, I got that Access TV going for the 5. Like, shit like that. Like, man, people are trying to figure out, like, man, how the fuck can we get this shit? So, you know, Impact did a cool thing. They streamed that shit on Facebook Live or whatever, because everybody ain't got Access TV, man. Like, well, like, where is that channel, man? That Access TV is, like, in the fucking, the back of the TV. Like, you know, when you turn the knob down there and the pliers run out of grip and all that shit. Yes, I said that shit a lot, but, hey, Access, that shit in the back. That shit back there with fucking AAA or some shit like that. Telemundo, like, you go past all of them and then you'll get Access TV or some shit. But motherfuckers was excited. You know, I fucks with Impact already, so, you know, I was just watching to see, like, what they gonna do. But, you know, then they, you know, the whole thing was Kenny Omega in the fucking bus with Don Callis and Josh Matthews. And that's what he's saying. Like, he's going to be the damn belt collector now. Kind of like Austin Aries, but, like, better. So, I'm excited to see what's up with that. But y'all motherfuckers mad about that. Like, y'all like, man, I waited all this time to see Kenny Omega on Impact, and he on the fucking bus scene and is crying like, ew, ew, ew. That's how y'all motherfuckers cry, just like that, like some little bitch-ass cats. Like, y'all was crying over that shit because y'all had to see Kenny Omega on the fucking bus. Like, what does it fucking matter if he came out to the ring or not? Like, ain't nobody out there in that motherfucker. Like, he would have came in there looking like Will Smith on the last episode of Fresh Prince when he was just standing in the fucking living room just to have a few more lights and some cameras and shit. Well, shit, that shit was lit up, too. It's a damn TV show. So, I mean, shit. He was talking to us anyway. He wasn't talking to no live crowd. Like, what y'all thought? He was going to get a fucking pop or some shit? Chill the fuck out, man. Y'all just let shit unfold and just come to, and just appreciate what the fuck going on. Stop all that old bitch ass talking. And I'm over here talking like I ain't in auto-tune. I'm going to have to take auto-tune off. Nah, I got to leave that shit on. I did too many bogus ass runs and all that shit on there, so... Y'all stop bitching about Kenny Omega, man, and all that shit. And then we talking about fucking AEW with the celebrities and all that shit. Gonna find out Snoop Dogg gonna be on that motherfucker, which got people mad, and especially people in WWE. Like, hey, they mad as hell. No, Snoop, a whole WWE Hall of Famer. Like, oh, he's not loyal. He's not loyal to the company. Oh my God, he going to AEW. How could he? Oh, like, man, look, man, Snoop Dogg's a whole fucking entertainer out this motherfucker. He a rapper. He ain't got no loyalty to these fucking wrestling companies. And then for one, like, he gonna be on like some show on TNT with Cody Rhodes, so it's probably just fucking, he probably got like, they press his ass to do that shit like per TNT, just like I'm sure like Shaq, like he been in WWE a lot too, but you know, he's also on TNT making that fucking money, so it's like, you know, they gotta do that shit like fucking contractually obligated to be on TNT. Like, don't none of them motherfuckers work on USA. I don't ever see no basketball games come on USA. Y'all got that little bogus ass dog show. They used to come on and make me miss wrestling. I still ain't forgot y'all about that shit. Like, that shit was bogus as hell. But hey, let Snoop Dogg make his fucking money. Like, that shit weak as hell. Y'all saying that shit about him. And then, of course, like, WWE got to be like, King Petty, they done pulled all that damn merch that Undertaker and Snoop Dogg made, like, them t-shirts and shit that had, you know, Snoop Dogg and Undertaker on the lowrider before Survivor Series. Like, they pulled all that shit, man. You type in Snoop Dogg on fucking the WWE shop, you ain't going to find nothing, nada, zilch, not a damn thing. Like, all that shit gone like a motherfucker. That shit was weak as hell anyway, but still, like, all that shit gone. So, you know, Vince, you know, I ain't gonna call him Vince. Vince McMahon, he gonna be King Petty about a lot of shit, man. You know, this ain't the fucking Capital Wrestling Day. You know, all that handshake shit don't work no more. So, Snoop gonna get his check. Sting gonna get his check. If Undertaker wasn't so damn loyal, he'll go out and get a check. So, that's that. And while I'm over here talking about, like, since all this shit going on with AEW Impact, like, is it even a Wednesday Night War going on? Like, when AEW first came out with Dynamite, like, every week I see old Brian Alvarez, and he'll be posting the fucking ratings on the fucking the day after. I don't see that shit no more. I guess I don't be checking for that shit on Twitter, but I just see motherfucker posting damn numbers, like, the whole damn time. So, is it even a war anymore? Or did everybody finally come to their fucking senses, like, hey, I like NXT, I'm going to watch NXT. I like AEW, I'm going to watch AEW. Like, the fuck? Like, that's all it took. Like, y'all get into a little petty-ass shit and ask me what I like. Y'all know what the fuck I like. I ain't about to drag no company and do none of that shit. I probably did some of that shit last year, but, you know, that shit ain't me no more. It's still me a little bit. I'm just doing it like an auto-tune right now. So, that shit is fucking crazy. So, I don't see no numbers no more. I guess everybody finally shut the fuck up and watch they damn wrestling. Y'all shut the fuck up. I bet that shit sound ugly as hell. I ain't even gonna listen to this shit no more. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, y'all shut y'all asses up and y'all finally start watching what y'all want to watch without shitting on them for what they want to watch. Like, and it's a beautiful thing. Like, it's crazy. Like, now, will WWE, like, you ever see a motherfucker from AEW and Impact pop up on WWE? That would be cool, but Probably not. They run a tight ship there, so it's like, hey, that shit ain't going down. So, I mean, hopefully it will in the future, cause like everybody love that shit. But you know, like, man, what the fuck you gonna do, man? Whatever. We got a lot of shit going on with wrestling, so we can enjoy that shit. So, is the Wednesday Night War still a thing? I think not. Of course, it's gonna be some motherfuckers that say it is or whatever, try to push that shit, but I ain't fucking with that shit, man. But like I said, it's a beautiful thing. So all this shit happening, my voice getting tired from doing all these runs, I'm gonna take a quick break and I'm gonna continue this shit. So quick break, bitch. All right, I'm back. But it's been a while since I had to take a break, because my shit ain't been over 20 minutes as of late. But you know, that's good. I like when I gotta take breaks, because for one, fucking mid-roll ads get paid a lot more than playing an ad at the top of the shit. So I gotta pay these bills. I gotta pay these bills. I just want to know the reason to sing. But yeah, anyway, continuing like where I left off at. Talking about the Wednesday Night War, is it a thing? And how people, you know, jumping, well, I ain't gonna say jumping shit, but you know, they had Sting on there and everybody. And then I started seeing some shit like, I mean, the shit was clearly fake. But it's saying like Brock Lesnar will sign with AEW and like Tony Khan go break the bank on his ass. He very much can break the bank to bring Brock Lesnar in, but I don't think Brock Lesnar gonna do that shit. Like, do y'all really want to see Brock Lesnar in AEW? Shit, I don't want to see Brock Lesnar in AEW. It's not because I'm a WWE guy, but just think about it for a second. Brock Lesnar in AEW. Like, man, if the fucking talent there or the fucking AEW fans found out that Brock Lesnar was coming to AEW and he's gonna be in the building, boy, them fucking wrestlers and them fans would fucking start hugging together, crying and shit. Like, when I cry, you cry together. Like, that shit gonna be wild. When I cry, you cry. Hey, they gonna get emotional just like that. Just think about it. Think about the type of fucking hell Brock Lesnar will unleash on the fucking AEW locker room. Like, you know, it's some OG motherfucker that ain't scared. They'll go in the ring and go toe-to-toe with his ass, even if he do melt their ass in the ring. Like, Chris Jericho, I know he ain't scared. I know Christopher Daniels and Frank Kazarian, you know, they'll probably step. Shit, Jack Evans probably step. It's a lot of motherfucking shit. Cody, even, he'll probably step. Like, fuck it, why not? But anybody else you think these motherfuckers, like, what the fuck would Brock Lesnar do to say, like, a Orange Cassidy? Like, that's who we all love. Like, we all love Orange Cassidy. But what the fuck would happen to him if he got in the ring with Brock Lesnar? Or, matter of fact, or say, like, somebody smaller, like fucking Jungle Boy or something like that. Luchasaurus might step. But say you got a Jungle Boy, better yet, fucking, ooh, hey, ooh. Right, if Brock Lesnar got in the ring with, like, Marco Stunt, man, boy, he would send Marco Stunt to another fucking stratosphere. Like, he would fling him clean out that building. Like, we would have to call the fucking authorities on AEW for fucking child abuse, domestic assault, or that shit. I ain't even like trying to shit on Marco Stunt, but he might step, because that little motherfucker crazy. But man, but it'd be a fucking murder scene. But they'll be in that bitch like, this is for my homies. This is for my homies. Hey. And that gangster lean. Boy, them motherfuckers will fucking die on that fucking roster. And I ain't trying to see a fucking murder. Jake Hager will step. He'll get his ass mopped too. But man, y'all don't want to see Brock Lesnar, man. Y'all leave that man the fuck alone. Brock Lesnar good. I'm like, you good? Where the fuck you at? Don't come to AEW doing all that shit. Like, let them motherfuckers make some money. Because if you come over there, boy, you're going to injure the whole fucking roster in one night, in one segment. And, man, I want these motherfuckers to make money. Like, fucking Joey Janela. Man, come on, man. No. Stay your ass at home. Just stay with WWE, man. I'm sure he not going to AEW, man. So, y'all better hope he don't. Like, y'all don't want him there. So, off that type of shit, well, I'm talking about hurting motherfuckers. A lot of people been talking a lot of shit about the Hurt Business. One of the greatest stables going. A bunch of strong black men's coming together and hurting motherfuckers. But then we start getting motherfuckers crying, saying, oh, black on black crime, black on black crime. Oh, they only put them against black wrestlers. Man, come on. Like, black on black crime don't exist, but I'm sure that ain't what they going for. But, you know, y'all look at this as fucking black on black crime. I look at this fucking a bunch of black wrestlers on national TV doing the damn thing. So, hey. The Hurt Business, they doing the thing. Like, when, like, Cedric Alexander, like, relevant as hell now. They over there beating the New Day. And, you know, we got the Street Profits and all that shit. Like that shit lit. Like, we need some shit like that. These motherfuckers just went down. Some badass motherfuckers that will beat the brakes off your ass. And, like, they ain't out there doing all no hopping, that skipping, that dancing, all that type of shit. Like, I ain't trying to, you know, I ain't sending no shots, nothing like that. But, like, these just some motherfuckers, they can whoop your ass. Like, would you try these motherfuckers? Like for real. Like, y'all used to talk about Bobby Lashley. Like, would you try that big motherfucker? Would you try Shelton Benjamin? Like, no, y'all. These motherfuckers is legit. And I'm glad they being booked as so. And I like talking about booking on my shit, because that's outside of a fan's lane. But, hey, hopefully they become one of the most dominant motherfuckers in the business. So, y'all stop hollering all that black-on-black crime shit or whatever. And then there ain't even black people saying the black-on-black crime. It's some motherfuckers. Anyway, y'all don't give a fuck about us. But, anyway, what else y'all talking about now? We talking about the split between Otis and Tucker. That shit was inevitable as fuck. When y'all seen Otis win the Money in the Bank, and wasn't nobody coming to see you, Otis, but everybody was coming to see Otis at the time. Like, the shit was coming. Fucking y'all was begging Otis not to leave, and he refused to let you go. I just want to throw a Temptations reference in there. But, you know, and then the first time we see Tucker without Otis, he over there getting, he got water tottered by, like, fucking, I don't know who he got whooped by, but he got that whooped by, he got whooped for somebody to be that big. But, you know, it is what it is. Motherfucker was, like, kind of getting at his ass on Twitter. You know, sending him saying, like, hey, Tucker, man, you're not going to get a push. You don't know how to work. Like, man, leave that man the fuck alone. And his response was so classy, like, hey, I just want to support my family. So that right there should let y'all motherfuckers know that it ain't all about the fucking push or the spotlight or the title runs or none of that shit. Some motherfuckers just want a fucking, I want to say job, but, you know, that's their dream job. But they just want a way to support their families and all that shit. The only motherfuckers that care about their spot is a motherfucker that's making millions already. So I'm just saying, man. For a motherfucker that's on there that's just trying to make some money or whatever like that, man, don't be in their ass about all the pushing and all that shit. Like, whatever, man. Like, they ain't got no control over that shit. And if you fuck with them, you should be damn pushing for that motherfucker. You should damn put them motherfuckers in the corner. Put the company in the corner for them to push whoever you want to push. Like, don't just sit back and let them die like y'all did Zack Ryder and shit. Woo, woo, woo. I'm glad I said Zack Ryder just so I could do that run. But yeah, y'all be wilding out on that shit, man. It ain't all about the fucking position, man. You know, motherfuckers just want to make some money. And over on the SmackDown side, we got one of the hottest shit going. We got a real life family feud going. We got fucking Roman Reigns, the tribal chief. against his cousin Jey Uso. Like, these motherfuckers, like, in the damn, I don't know, it's like they in the alliance together, but then Roman Reigns do some shit, like, fucking, whoop his ass like he did last Friday, just whooped his ass with a chair after Jey Uso whooped Kevin Owens' ass with a chair. Like, that shit crazy, man. And I said on the last episode, well, two episodes ago, like, how y'all just, like, love Roman Reigns, and y'all probably hate the fact that he not doing that. Ooh, why shit no more? Like, y'all fucking smarks. Y'all can't get moist no more. But I'm sure y'all just waiting for the moment he do that shit again so y'all could sit in the TV rubbing oils on yourself going, ooh, 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 ah. I had to get two ooh-washed out that motherfucker. But, hey, that shit right there, like, that's the hottest shit going. And like, man, Jey Uso, like, he can't never fucking satisfy his cousin, like, Roman Reigns back there, like, I don't like the way you make me feel. He said, I don't like the way you make me feel. Yeah. But I ain't doing this auto-tune shit no more. I'm lying. I'm gonna do this shit about 5 more times before the year is up. But, hey, that angle right there, I mean, I can't wait to see what they do with that shit. They probably gonna factor in. Jimmy might even get Naomi up there. Who knows? Might be a whole gang of Samoans coming out that whole thing. So you just never know. They might throw Rikishi in there. Like, it's just so many endless possibilities you can do with that shit. So keep that shit going, man. Like, that shit crazy, man. That's some real shit, man. Like, family, especially cousin. Like, we be fighting like a motherfucker, man. Like, shit happens, man. But on some good news regarding family, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins just welcome in a healthy child. Like, that is amazing. Like, they had the baby, you know. Seth Rollins shot the club up, sidelined Becky Lynch, sidelined the man for a few months, almost a year, and she gave birth to a healthy child. Matter of fact, that baby already injured 4 people. I mean, I know I have to go there, but Seth Rollins, he be hurting people, man. That motherfucker, that's what he do. So, shout out to Dill, man. Can't wait to see. I'm assuming we ain't gonna see them for a while, but you know, family, man, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm tired of doing this autotune shit already. So, I'm about to close this motherfucker. So, the one thing that y'all motherfuckers been howling about the most. It's fucking what's going on SmackDown with Aaliyah Mysterio and Buddy Murphy. They got a whole little love angle going on, and that shit drive y'all up a fucking wall, cause y'all just saying fucking Buddy Murphy, who like about 34 with it, he shouldn't be talking to damn Aaliyah Mysterio, who's only 19 or something like that. When we need to be talking about Dominic Mysterio's fucking pink ass turtleneck. I think this nigga got a turtleneck. That man had a whole turtleneck on with the gold chain. Shit, Dominic Mysterio's a fucking goat already. But anyway, I digress. Y'all hollering about these motherfuckers, about Buddy Murphy doing a little love angle with Rey Mysterio's 19-year-old daughter. Like, the shit is, it's crazy that y'all do that. You know, I've been seeing the fucking, the references to the singer, Lee, you know, the age ain't nothing but a number, and the noun ain't nothing but a thing. Hey, that's my fucking jam. Hey, shout out to Lee, man, R.I.P. But y'all doing that shit, like, y'all real deal upset about this shit. And this motherfuckers I'm seeing upset about, that's like in their 30s and shit like that. Like, grown-ass motherfuckers, man. Like, the same motherfuckers who was watching Kelly shake her ass every fucking Tuesday with the Extreme Exposé on ECW. She was 19. She might have been 18. But y'all over there popping boners off that shit. And y'all the same motherfuckers that was watching Stacy Keibler and WCW when she was Miss Hancock come out there and shake her ass on TV for about 5 minutes. She was 19. I mean, shit, I don't feel guilty looking at that shit, because all that shit's happening. I was about 15, so shit, she was older than me, so hey, whatever. But y'all grown-ass men's over there talking bad about this shit just because of love angle between fucking a 34-year-old and a 19-year-old. Like, first of all, they shoot your shit in Florida. Like, the age of consent is way the fuck lower than 19. So I'm sure that's pretty much legal. But shit, 19 grown, they ain't doing no shit for real like it's fucking TV. Like, y'all, like, we ain't say nothing about y'all popping bonus for Stacy Keibler and Kelly. Like, and who knows how old these old female wrestlers be. Matter of fact, I'm going to do another episode soon about y'all thirsty-ass motherfuckers in wrestling. That go for the fucking fans. Just stank asses making these female wrestlers uncomfortable. These thirsty-ass fucking indie wrestlers, like, hollering at teenagers and all that shit. Like, I see a lot of shit, and they be the same motherfuckers talking bad about this love angle, but y'all motherfuckers stay hollering at somebody young. So, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. with your hypocritical bitch asses. So I ain't gonna preach to y'all, so I'm gonna go ahead and end it on that note. Hey, I had fun doing this auto-tune shit, and I'm gonna do it again. Thank y'all for listening. Listen to me on everything. Apple, blah, blah, blah. Spotify. I'm gonna get my Spotify shit up. All that shit. I know Kyle and Mario are gonna hit me up about this shit, saying, like, what the fuck was you thinking with that auto-tune shit? I don't know, man. I don't be thinking at all about shit, but hey. That's what we're doing, man. I'm just gonna peace out on this bitch, man. So, I'm out. Bye, bitches.